Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You dare?
All right, I will. I'll do my best not to dare. I'll put my P's and Q's together in the alphabet and see if we can do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Hello! It's another hour of the DJV program. We'll be doing phonics later on in the hour. It's Friday, April the 23rd. A big week has preceded this day, and we have a lot of things to talk about, the usual. Some of them are happy and you'll feel good about it, although as I look at the charts from Talkers Magazine ladies, and the ladies, by the way, are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. A lot of this stuff is in the trending box that Jay takes care of. And then there are the usual acknowledgement to things like gun violence and mass murder and that sort of thing. So have we even kept up with this week, whatever? I'm not sure that I know that much about all of the things that have happened this week because I kind of turn away the business of who got shot where and why is it important, whether we talk about Columbus, is that the most recent? At some point you just stop talking about it because it doesn't, the Boulder, Colorado thing. What are we talking about it for? Why? What possible purpose does it serve to have conversation about all of this stuff? Ladies, I'll entertain your input. I don't understand why it is that people think we should be talking about it. I have no interest in talking about it, frankly. I'll defer
it's
to you.
Every day.
But
it's,
I just, I'm tired of it.
Yeah, since the pandemic, since quarantine sort of loosened up in most places, it's just... The headlines, we went almost a year without seeing those headlines every day, and now it's just one shooting after another. There's another one in San Diego, and they're still trying to figure out what's going on in North Carolina, and then Colorado. You can't keep up. It's just, I don't know what is wrong with people.
Well,
I really don't.
I think it's a combination. You know, people have been locked up for a year, but makes people's mental
illness start to
flail. Yeah. I don't think there is an excuse, but you're asking why it's happening. So if you're going to throw that question out, we figure out what the answer is, right? So why do we talk about it? Why is it important? Why is it important? Well, it's happening. Two, it's our responsibility to tell people what's going on. So that's three. It's number two. And then number three, I think it matters if you're going to ask why it's happening. Well, why is it happening? I don't know. I'd guess that a lot of the what they would classify as the mass shootings, those types of things, haven't been helped by people being isolated for a year. I don't think that's normal. I don't think
are
that's
we that
healthy.
Immature that just because we had something
that
like
happened
this,
all
that was
the time before.
This,
you know, I don't know that this is worse.
Before.
We're just kind of getting back to speed
the
again.
The crime rates are really
in
going
your state,
up, actually.
Crazy.
In my state, they've gone up a lot, but also across the country. If you look at this article that's out, let me just grab it because I saw it. Murder rates soar dramatically. This is from the Daily Mail. Murder rates soar dramatically in cities after BLM protests with up to 6,000 extra deaths nationwide. That is pretty insane. This is from a University of Massachusetts PhD candidate who published his findings in a study. So it's not like this is from some conservative source. Police shootings, he said, have dropped 15% to 20% in cities with large BLM protests. That equates to about 300 fewer police shootings nationwide over 5 years. But murder rates are up 10%, an increase of 1,000 to 6,000 additional homicide. Now, the reason for this, that's why he's doing this study, he suggests that a decrease in police enforcement could be to blame, and he stresses that comparing murders to police killings is apples to oranges, but this is his study, those are the initial findings. And, you know, there's just a lot of things going on.
I think record unemployment has to be factored into that, too.
Well, and that's why I say the pandemic, I mean, that comes along with it as well, you know, closing people down, isolating them, no money, obviously, that's part of the issue as well.
Okay,
but
well,
I do think the lack of policing, I mean, obviously this is going to go on. This is what we're seeing in L.A. This is a direct reason for it in L.A., is that we have a new really, really, really liberal, progressive district attorney. And when I say really liberal, I mean, like, I'm not trying to classify and be cutesy. I mean, he's very progressive.
No, but,
and he's letting...
Liberalism doesn't work when it comes to that. There aren't many tenets in the world of liberalism that work in the application of the law. It just
in any
proven...
case, he's resentencing people, letting people who murdered other people out of jail, and
ridiculous.
And so that's, of course, when there's no punishment, people are going to go hog wild.
Yeah. All right. So today, this week, we have a focus on Earth Day. And so there are some ugly truths. Those are into the ugly truth about things, about what's going on in the recycling system. I was thinking that last night when I put the rubbish out, the plastics in one box with the box is the regular rubbish. And I am recycling also food scraps because I have down at the farm a composting facility that brings in food scraps. So we mix all that stuff up together. And every once in a while I see in the piles some people have thrown plastic and they've thrown other things in there, and we have to sort it all out to keep it clean. But anyway, the system, that's something that isn't hard to do. It's just something that you got to put your mind to do. That is saving food scraps as well. Maybe even having your own. See, a lot of these things, we become, as we look at what we were just talking about, the business of government itself frustrates people, and the government has just gotten so big and so powerful and so influential. It's there in our face no matter what we do, no matter what you do. Everything, every move you make, every step you take, they'll be watching you, and they are. That was pretty clever, Phil, didn't you think? I thought that was a good way of maybe even find out. It was? Yeah, it could be a song. So
it is a song.
Is it?
Just kidding. Oh. You just plagiarized Sting.
Oh, good lord. Really?
He knew that. He was doing it on purpose.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I never knew.
Right?
Know,
you were, so. Right? Yeah,
of
that's
course
what
I
said,
was.
Right, Phil?
Yeah, that's what I said to Phil,
you
yeah.
To play it.
Exactly. Anyway, the trash has been, another thing we've been dependent on China for, like every other damn thing in our lives and in our country. So now China has banned imports of our garbage. Because the stuff that we sent over there was contaminated. Really, they're worried about contamination. That's pretty funny.
Well, contaminated meaning that, you know, if it's cardboard that, like a pizza box that's stained with grease and, you know, you can't recycle that. And plastics that
aren't. Yeah, you
can.
In fact, we have a lot of those boxes in the compost pile, and they go right down the river exactly the same as everything else. The food scraps, the cardboard. Give it about 4 to 6 weeks, and in the same pile where all of the bacteria are working to make dirt.
Yeah, no, compost
out of
is compost. Different from recycling. I'm saying you can't take that cardboard and turn it into new cardboard, like other cardboard.
Grease. No, that's true. Yes,
yeah.
All right. Yeah,
so, but in composting, that's great. I mean, more people need to be doing what you're doing with the compost because that's the food scraps now from this new Earth Day report. Food scraps are now, and it's been on the rise, but it's now the number one single biggest contributor to landfills and methane gas. So when people talk about, like, oh, you know, your carbon footprint and methane gas, and, you know, if you're not composting your food scraps, you're part of the problem. And China not taking our paper and plastics anymore, that's a huge problem. And, you know, it's this stuff is getting dumped in the ocean. And people think that, you know, oh, well, I recycle and I put my stuff in the blue bucket. And, well, the blue bucket doesn't go anywhere anymore. And that's part of the problem. And every one of the other problems is on a national level, we don't have a standard of what the recycling, you know, what the protocols are. So if you go from town to town, it's different. Like, I mean, I'm 10 minutes from my parents. Their recycling in their town is a completely different program than what we have here. And how can anyone keep up with that? And that's part of the problem. And that's why stuff goes into landfills and doesn't even get recycled. And a lot of it could be.
Is we have too much government in there. This is the kind of thing that youngsters ought to learn in school.
We don't have enough because there isn't a standard.
I don't agree with that. I think that what we need to be doing instead of mandating, pass a law, you must do this, you must do that. Unfortunately, we have brought up a couple of generations of ninnies, and they're all so dependent on somebody either telling them what to do rather than... Here's this is what makes sense. This is the science, if you want, behind it. This is why it's good for you as you grow older and your children, what's going to happen. It's something to be taught in school in a science class when you're in the seventh grade.
But it is.
And
my
not
whole
to
generation
be preachy
has grown
because
up with this.
Well, but part of it is there's a preachiness to it, which happens. I remember when Earth Day got started, when I was teaching school in the early 70s, and I remember I was working with a science teacher to get youngsters to do a report. So the science teacher would help with the information. The kids would learn about the reasons for doing the things that we were asking or suggesting that they be done. And then I would ask them to write a report. Give me four paragraphs on some specific nuance. For example, today, if I were giving the assignment, I would say come up with 25 different things for the class, or I'd ask them to come up with 25 different things, and one of them would be how to dispose of needles. That's a real problem now, and so learn from what happens to the needles, where do they go, follow the path, that sort
just
of
come
thing.
Come visit me.
Well, but I'm saying that's the irresponsibility. People don't know because nobody's telling them the story. They just say, oh, you've got to do this. Well, and human nature is what it is. People rebel against being told what to do. That's just the way it is.
But that's actually not, studies show that, I mean, from my whole generation and even like my parents, the boomers, recycling is a cultural thing now. This is something that people don't rebel against recycling for the most part. Most people I grew up, there's never been a time in my life where we didn't separate our garbage. So that's not the problem. There are 12 states now that are putting forward legislation to actually hold the manufacturers of the boxes and the plastic responsible for being able to dispose of what they're making instead of putting it off on taxes and municipalities and
packaging,
consumers.
Packaging
needs to be a lot more.
There was a move afoot when, and I don't remember where it started, but there's a product that's kind of like cardboard that if you were getting food, let's say at the grocery store, bring hot food home, you'd put it in one of these cardboard boxes that is burnable, recyclable.
Yeah, they're compostable at like Whole Foods,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Containers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But where are they?
They're everywhere.
So plastic.
Out.
Not where I am, they aren't.
Oh, down
home. All
I'm in New Jersey, New York. They're everywhere now.
But see, that's part of,
I'm just thinking about all this, though, and I think this is a problem of the blessed. How to recycle is a problem of people who live in affluent neighborhoods. Because I can tell you, I think it's, you know how we say white people problems or first world problems? Because I can tell you, driving home last night, and I was having this conversation with my mom, the streets in Los Angeles are covered with crap. It doesn't matter who's recycling. You have a homeless problem that is out of control, and you have people that are living in squalor on the sidewalks of just average streets.
Parts of Los Angeles like being in a third world country.
That's what I mean. As I'm driving home last night,
of the country. We can't just say no one should recycle because there's homelessness in LA.
I'm not saying that no one can. I'm just saying it's a problem of the blessed.
It's because they aren't thinking about it.
When I separate my garbage and put it out in my trash cans, even though it doesn't go anywhere, I still do it because it's just the habit. The cans are gone through every single trash day. All the remains of what people don't want, they leave them on the street. And then the homeless people go and take what they want that they can get money for. And it scatters all of Los Angeles. It's crazy. It doesn't matter if you separate your garbage because they're going to reseparate it for you as they're going through it.
They're going through it. Yep. A lot of food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. 19 after the hour here on the DJV program. Speaking of food, those of you who love dessert with your meals or you like a good snack during the day, nothing better than an Yvonne's Bakehouse cookie. The chocolate chip cookies, ladies, you've had them all. Yum, yum. Crispy pecan shortbread cookies, peanut butter cookies. I like the white chocolate cherry oatmeals. Victoria is happy. She's determined to get me off of white chocolate.
Those are really good, though. No, I love those cookies. Yeah,
they are.
With the cherries. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And then if you have hamburgers, they have great buns, breads, rolls, all at YvonnesBakehouse.com. The reason that I think they're great is because they are specially delicious, and they don't have any negative, there's not much sugar in them. The celiac problem that people have with gluten, all are gluten-free completely. So if you want to try them out, help yourself, YvonnesBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big, big, big discount, I think 15%. All right, good deal, 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour, and it's Friday, and the ladies of the day are here, and there are exciting things in the trending department. It's something that will shock you in just a moment after this.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. Those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared. Wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm going to recognize this. This
no.
is what I'm recognizing. I do recognize
no. this. No, this you recognize.
All right. So the shocking story of the death of rapper Shock G. Never heard of him.
I knew it. I'm so disappointed.
Send me your nickel.
How do you not know this?
How do you not know this?
So I said, here's the behind the story here, ladies and gentlemen. When I saw this on the trending, I said, we're not going to talk about that. Who the hell knows who Shock G is?
Apparently you're the only one who doesn't.
Jennifer, Victoria, and David.
Anyone who's ever been anywhere in public where music is playing.
Yeah. Okay.
So okay, I love this song. I'll give you full disclosure.
Yeah,
I had no idea his name was Shock G. To be honest with you, like when I was a kid... Yeah, me too. I thought he was Humpty. Apparently
Humpty
that was like his...
Yeah,
I thought that was his alter ego.
He says
my name is Humpty.
Folks, listen to this, huh? Well, listen.
And I had a cassette tape at the Digital Underground, and it was a Humpty dance, and then he'd always go by Humpty when I used to watch him, so I never thought that his name was Shock G.
What's his real name?
Who cares?
Everybody know what his real name is?
No, he never went by it.
No. He didn't go to elementary school with Shock G, I can guarantee you that.
I don't think
this,
that's good.
This sort of reminds me a little bit of a mix, the mixer Mix-a-Lot. and I like Big Butt. Yeah, that's kind of what this is. If you
this
asked me
that.
If Sir Mix-a-Lot had died, I'd have known who you were talking about. All right, crank this up a little, will you, Phil? Yeah, this guy's a ripoff of Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No, this came before.
No, this came before Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, real name Gregory Jacob, alter ego Humpty Hump. We all know him as Shock G. Died at 57, according to his father, who was found dead in a hotel room in Tampa.
His father was too?
No, according to his father.
Made the statement.
Yeah. So there were no signs of trauma. Authorities will conduct an autopsy. No word on what caused his death.
I guess I'm just culturally absent from some of this stuff. Here's Marie Kondo, who is trending.
We've talked about her. Yes, you have.
She's a big sparks joy. Like when you're clearing things out, helping to.
I said you would like it. It's very
style.
Yeah, it's very feng shui. She's Japanese, and you know, you hold an object, and if it sparks joy, then you keep it, and if it doesn't, you toss it, and that's how she organizes things. It's very like it's not feng shui, but it's sort of along those lines.
Right. I should have her on the Your Hidden Power program.
Good luck. She's like the most popular organizer in the world.
Awesome.
That would be
absolutely
huge. Get.
Awesome.
When I saw that name first, I was thinking wasn't there a wrestler once, a woman named Marie Kondo who's a wrestler? I remember that. Maybe not. Okay, so there's the two. Let me see if we can get three.
Well, this is sort of the informant.
And I was just
going to
say this poor Shock G. He had like a really big career that was behind the scenes.
Really? What was it? A big career like what? You run a trucking company or something?
No, like with Tupac Shakur and other people.
Oh yeah, he produced Dre, Prince.
That was probably great for his longevity being associated with Tupac Shakur. All right, folks. So we've just gone through the unknown segment here at 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top 100 tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
40-plus world leaders met virtually Thursday to talk climate change. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country, the world's largest consumer of coal, will attempt to strictly limit increasing coal consumption over the next 5 years. It should be noted that everything being discussed are non-binding commitments. Sports was a way for Americans to come together. 11-year Army vet Graham Allen tells Fox News the reason for the collapse in ratings at Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association is because of what Americans want is not what's being delivered.
Sports is supposed to bring Americans together, especially troops overseas. It's this opportunity to just forget about what's going on and just watch the amazing game and the amazing talent of the amazing athletes. Your ratings are going down the drain. Listen to what the American people are actually telling you that they want.
USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. The high cost of health care has many Americans worried. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Covering the cost of health care is a challenge for many Americans, even those who have health insurance. Once someone is able to receive care, paying for any prescriptions is a whole other hurdle to get over. The high cost of prescription medication has been an issue and political talking point in recent years, especially considering pharmaceutical companies are some of the most profitable companies in America. When you go to buy a prescription at a pharmacy, you're not only paying what the manufacturer sells the drug for, but also any markup the pharmacy adds on top of that. ScriptCo is changing that. Instead of marking up the price of prescriptions to make a profit, ScriptCo is going the way of Netflix and offering a yearly membership. Co-founder of ScriptCo, Zach Zeller, tells NBC's Today Show,
"The hardest thing in healthcare is no one pays the same price for the same thing. You could have 10 people walk into a pharmacy and get the exact same medication and pay 10 different prices."
And as far as how ScriptCo makes money?
So our money and our revenue come solely from the membership.
ScriptCo costs $140 a year or $50 for 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR hits the big track this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. The Geico 500 is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Here we go, 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Just joining us, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner, taking me to task because I didn't know who Shock G was. And I didn't care. But I don't know and I don't care. All right, well, I sent a note to my son. You said that he would be ashamed of me, so we'll see what his response.
He's going to be on Team Jen. I think he's going to think I wouldn't have thought you would have known him. It's weird because I feel like we've spent so much time together. I mean, how many years? Like 16 years or something. Mm-hmm. That I feel like I have an understanding.
You're
of
You're a mere child when you started on this program.
I know it's true. I feel like, but it's weird because I like have a Doug Card catalog, and I'm like, is Humpty?
Is there a file for Humpty? Hump.
I knew that there would be a file for Sir Mix-a-Lot because we played that one a lot here. So I knew you'd know that one, but I don't know.
All right, today we celebrate another great name in the history. A lot of people think that William Shakespeare was an American. You know, I remember I was talking about that when I was teaching English and speech to junior high school kids in the late 60s and early 70s. And I remember when we talked about Shakespeare, there were a lot of people who thought that he was an American. A lot of youngsters thought that, you know, they all knew who he was, but they didn't know that he was English. They thought he was American because at that time everything was America and everything was American. We thought everything that the sun, everything that had anything to do with anything started in America. And in a manner of speaking, that is understandable because there was so much innovation, so much going on. The world really kind of looked up to America. By that time, the Russian influence was waning, waxing and waning. I remember having that conversation one day. What's the difference between waxing and waning? Anyway, Shakespeare and his whole, well, there were people, even at that time, there were people say, oh, Shakespeare wasn't a man, he was a woman. Or Shakespeare really didn't exist. It was a compilation of people. I remember teaching that or talking
about
that one.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You say that to my mom, she'll punch you in the face.
I'm sure she probably will. Anyway, so apparently this day, April 23rd, was supposed to be his birthday because he was baptized on April 26th. I don't know how that was. Is that usually what happens? You get baptized 3 days after you're born?
I guess back then, you're supposed to, right, for the whole...
Your lifespan.
Although he would have been, don't have
he would have been Church of England, though, so I don't know, without the Catholic stuff, I'm not sure. I guess people, I mean, look, he is still largely a mysterious figure. We should get Jen's mom on the phone. But, I think that, I mean, I've been to Stratford-upon-Avon, you probably have too, Doug.
Yep.
So it's the...
I remember going there with my wife, and when she was an Anglophile, she went to school in England and taught in England, and... had sort of a family in England more so than she did here. So when
like
we first
even
got married,
whole town
went there,
where he was
walked
born
around Avon, walked around. I remember touching the thatch.
Where my mom lived.
Right.
My mom lived for a year there because that's when she was getting
and
her
I said,
master's
what, if only the walls could whisper.
Yeah.
That was my first wonderful
such a beautiful
poetic.
Town, too.
By the way, according to the information I've been given, he was baptized on April 26th, 1964, which is relatively recent. He's had another life. Apparently, if
you
look
at a typo,
I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so he was known as the Bard of Avon. Avon is the Shakespeare's home on the Avon River. Pretty well known, not as well known.
It's really cool because that river has a lot of cosmetics and skincare items that float down.
Yes, right, exactly. They've cleaned up the water there. So who likes to, what's your favorite Shakespearean poem? Jennifer? One if by land and two if by sea.
Not poems, but as far as play goes, I'm going through all of them. Because you know, you might guess I had to read many of them.
Yes, your mother was training you well.
Yeah, I think I Midsummer. I know it's kind of the light, but I always love Midsummer's Night Dream. I love the comedies. You know, the tragedies, they get a little intense. I mean, even his comedies are tragic.
Awful.
But,
the tragedies are awful.
But I think Midsummer is kind of my favorite. Plus, I'm biased because I had the opportunity to go see this play with my mom in one of our local botanical gardens. And it was the coolest experience because as you walk through to, like, this outdoor, beautiful outdoor theater, they had all the actors kind of, like, hiding in the woods like the fairies. It was just a really cool experience. And so I think that one kind of holds
I think the first one I came across was All's Well That Ends Well. Any of you are familiar with that? Mm-hmm. All's Well. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's Mac. It's not going to end well for him today. He's not going to be up to it. So anyway, and all the stuff he wrote about the various kings, that was kind of cool.
My mom's favorite, by the way, because, you know, she loves Hamlet. She's like...
Does she?
That's her jam.
I could never get into Hamlet, but I love Macbeth.
Neither.
I think Macbeth is awesome,
Macbeth
and I love Othello.
Yeah.
Why does Macbeth not surprise me, given your personality? Macbeth, you...
What? Macbeth is great. I love it.
You think so?
Given my personality, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Think it through. Romeo and Juliet.
Think it through? No, I think you should explain it instead of telling
what
me.
Does that mean?
Yeah, right. Think it through. Okay.
Romeo and Juliet was the titular connection
tragic.
People had to Shakespeare, right?
Because everybody had to read that in high school.
You know? Oh my God! Yeah. So The Merchant of Venice, we had to read. Aren't you? Didn't you have to read that in The Midsummer Night's Dream? Much Ado About Nothing was my mother's favorite expression.
I like
the
Taming
only thing
of the Shrew,
I had to
too.
Read.
That was kind of fun.
Taming of the Shrew was good.
Yeah.
Right.
Macbeth and, I think, in high school, Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet, I think, were the only ones we had that we read.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we read anything else. But, you know, my mom wrote the Cliff Notes for Othello and...
Did she?
The other one. She wrote the Cliff Notes.
She still get royalties from it?
No, because you know how the Cliff Notes, I don't know, but Doug, you may not know this, but when I was younger, when you were younger, Cliff Notes, if you had Cliff Notes, I don't know, maybe I'm presumptuous.
I had Cliff Notes.
Had
I used the Cliff Notes a lot when I was in school.
So they were small books that had all the notes
they were.
In it.
Yeah, yeah. Combine
recently,
them in the drugstore.
Probably like in the late 90s, early 2000s, they rewrote Cliff Notes. That's when she did her two versions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thick, so they have a lot more commentary. It's much more it's much more intensive than the little cliff notes that we used to have. So she, that's what she wrote, these new expanded versions of cliff notes, which are like a pretty
it's basically
book.
Like it basically teaches kids to read the real thing, because the cliff notes are really long. I remember when Beowulf was rewritten, and the cliff notes were a lot longer. It was around that time, and I was like, oh, why couldn't I just get the old version of the cliff notes that were a lot
right.
shorter?
They're like, yeah, it's
Beowulf
like a workbook.
I mean,
right.
Beowulf is brutal. So
that's for sure. Absolutely. All right, so there's that lesson in history. Some of the people involved in, as we know, this is Earth Week and climate change, a big conversation, is a sort of a big to-do, a lot of people getting together to try to fight it. The United States supposedly coming back into influence after what the people who didn't like Trump were happy to say was a wasted 4 years or go backwards 4 years. I don't believe in talking about the past because it doesn't fix anything. I'm really concerned, though. I thought it was interesting in looking at the weeds, as we might say, how much of the problem is still coming. 75% of the problem is China, not the United States. And who's dealing with that? Are they even involved in these conversations about climate change? Are they involved in this sort of quasi-summit?
Well, yesterday, but they commit to not helping. And this is part of the problem. I thought Senator Kennedy did a great job of questioning the EPA administrator this week. And, you know, they want to spend about $3 trillion from the Biden administration to make these changes. And so Kennedy said, okay, if global warming is a problem, he said, I believe that this is real, that we need to do something. So tell me how the temperature is going to change giving this $3 million. And it was like, it was like nothing. There's no answer. So his contention is, why would we spend $3 trillion when we don't have the cooperation of China and India and expect that we're going to see a difference other than we're going to be a whole lot poorer? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the sell is to the American people. I think there are enough people that think, okay, yes, we should be doing more. We should be doing more to encourage green energy. That's good for the economy. It's good for everybody. But how is spending $3 trillion going to make a difference, a useful difference? And when there's no answer for that, that's when you have a marketing problem. That's when you have a sales problem.
Well, I think the whole business about what the future looks like, a lot of the scare tactics that have been used, I don't know how much science there is involved in it, but I know the people who worship at the altar of climate change, global warming, that sort of thing, which is something that is happening. There's a combination of reasons for it. Whether we can do anything about it or not remains to be seen. I think that's really kind of what the argument is. But yesterday,
well,
I believe
Jen's
the
right.
premise...
There are a lot of things we could do, but getting China and India on board, because all of the fossil fuels that they're burning that are going up into the atmosphere, that's you know, all that carbon in the atmosphere raises the temperature of the oceans, and that creates a huge problem. That leads to all kinds of issues, property damage, you know, climate change in terms of how the storms are worse, I mean, all of that. So, yeah, there is a marketing problem for sure, Jen. I agree with that. I think that's...
All right. So, look, before I was so rudely interrupted, I was about to finish the sentence that was... that was focused on what youngsters know. I'm not sure how to broach this. Miles pays a lot of attention to me, and one of the things that he likes is the farm.
Happy someone who does.
And yeah, right, exactly. Except 6 year old thinks it's, whatever I say. He tells his mother, "Gramps is so much fun, Mom. When's Gramps coming?" So the serious business about how the wealth of the world will change in the next 20 to 30 years because of what we are not dealing with. You know, if in fact the seas rise, what will that do to people who live on the coast? If in fact we don't have enough rain so that we can grow food, what does that do to what we need to produce in order to feed the billions of people, the overpopulation of the planet, which will be another billion by the time we get another 25, 30 years down the road. If the Indians keep producing and other countries keep reproducing the way that they are, then there is the problem of disease, which we have just seen the results of for a year. What does that do to everything? I was watching, there's a PBS special that's on this week because of Earth Week, and usually those are pretty preachy. But this one struck a chord with me because it was talking about the soil and how the soils I know it's dirt talk, but it really was very demonstrative. Well, I hope I don't lose Jen, because this, in a very short period of time, they showed the difference in the dirt that was procured after 4 years of using products from Monsanto, what the soil looked like versus the soil that was just reinvigorated by compost, by manure from cows and chickens and natural stuff. And it was just amazing. There was no root structure to the dirt that was Monsanto'd, Roundup'd, if you will. And then the stuff that had the natural fertilizers in it showed all kinds of life, the roots of the grass and the things that were growing there. It was just anybody could look at that and understand what is being said. And that's really the challenge of getting that.
That's really interesting, because I saw something, because you know I read Modern
Farmer. Oh, sorry about dirt? That was interesting?
I read Modern Farmer. And so there's a farmer who was talking about regenerative practices, which is like a big buzzword right now in farming. And so he basically said that if we keep going the way we're going with soil, you'll basically be trying to grow crops in sand.
Yeah,
which, if you think about sand having just nothing there, it's just anemic. It has no nutrients. It has no life in it.
Nothing
can live in it. It's
and horrible. Most of the world, interestingly enough, if you go back over the history, the billions of years, most of originally what was the cover of the earth, where there was, you know, planetary, from the rock that comes out of volcanoes, the first thing that happens is when it breaks down because of the sea, it becomes sand. And that's why there's so much sand everywhere. So there was sand before there was loam. That is, before there was dirt. And then dirt came into the mix so you could grow things. That's how the planet began to flourish, because nothing would grow, obviously, in, you know, trees, nothing. There's, you know, the oxygen helped to create the stuff that we see, the trees, the stuff we eat, the actual fact of life. But that didn't exist before, and when it broke down, the first thing it broke down into was sand. So it kind of, you see, the history of the planet has been desert, and then it becomes somehow or other enriched with loam being created, and that comes out of oxygen and water. That's how it's created. So a lot of stuff that probably, again, would be worthwhile teaching, so that people actually realized and actually learned something in school about how the planet operates. In fact, 48 after the hour, here's how your body operates. Everything that comes into your body pretty much goes into your body through your nose and your eyes. I can't do much about the first line of defense when it comes to your eyes, but I can when it comes to your nose. And by this time, you know what I'm talking about, because we have had so much success telling people the story, and in fact, under the circumstances, being able to use this stuff to breathe easier. Your lungs are better off. Your body is better off. You are better off when you use the Navage system of cleansing your nose. Suck the stuff out of your nose in the morning when you wash your feet. Okay, good. Well, you can wash your feet, too, if you take a shower. You can wash your face, brush your teeth, and this is the next thing you do. Get rid of the allergens, the pollution, things that crust up in your nose overnight. It's a very, very, very strong solution. Backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction, that's the Navage product, the utility of the product itself and how it works. You'll love it. Check it out at Navage.com. You can buy it, too, online at Navage.com. Now, 10 before the hour here on the Friday DJV program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, it's time for Tech Talk, the top five stories of the week here in review for you. Courtesy of Victoria Keelan and her work on the DJV program, we have the top five to number one. Doug suggests that we start with number five, Victoria, focus on who's going to get paid to go to West Virginia.
Yep, West Virginia wants to pay remote workers $12,000 to move to the state of West Virginia. And you don't have to actually even work for a company that's based in West Virginia. It's if you are a complete remote worker and you work for, it doesn't really matter who you work for, as long as you move, physically move to West Virginia, they will give you $12,000. The governor there, Jim Justice, announced the program. It's called Ascend WV, and it will allow adventurers to enjoy world-class recreation, uncrowded spaces, and a low cost of living. And so the new program comes as a lot of companies like Twitter and Slack and Spotify are letting their at least a portion of their employees work remotely permanently. And so if you are one of those people and you like the great outdoors, West Virginia could be the place for you. You'll get $2,000 a month for the first $10,000. And then the last $2,000 will be, you know, like a bonus. And then you also get a year's worth of free outdoor recreation, including all kinds of gear, camping gear, paddleboarding equipment. You get 2 years of free outdoor gear rentals. So basically the whole package is $20,000, and you just need to be 18 or older and a full-time remote job at a company located outside of West Virginia. And there you go.
There you go. Number four is a focus on Peloton. I know you say Peloton. It's Peloton.
It's Peloton. Peloton. Yeah, Peloton is a you've New Englandified it, but yeah, it's Peloton. Peloton treadmills was in the spotlight this week, not for a great reason. The Consumer Product Safety Commission wants them to be completely recalled and pulled off the market. This is a $4,300 treadmill. It's called the Tread Plus. And a child was killed while using the treadmill or around it. We're not really quite sure exactly what happened, but we do know that one child died. Other people have reported being injured. And so the Safety Commission says that this treadmill is different from other treadmills in that it can actually suck people under the tread. So Peloton says that this is actually, that it's totally safe, and they're telling people not to stop using them, and this is going back and forth now, so we'll see where it ends up.
All right, number three, this is, we'd have a hard time going through our top five if we didn't have Amazon and Apple someplace in there, so we'll start with Amazon, yeah?
Right, yep. Amazon is testing its palm scanning payment technology in Whole Foods, and they're starting with a store in Amazon's home city of Seattle. They've been using this technology in the Amazon-branded stores in the Seattle area, the Amazon Go and Amazon Book stores. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of what used to be a Barnes & Noble store has now just been, the sign changed to just Amazon Books, which is kind of a bummer because I always really liked Barnes & Noble. But anyway, yeah. So Amazon Books has this palm technology, and so Whole Foods is going to roll out with it soon. They are planning substantial expansion of this technology, and so if it goes well in this testing store, you could see this rolling out across the country. And so how it works is it takes the minute characteristics of your palm and both the surface area and things even like your veins, and it makes a biometric scan. So when you're finished shopping at Whole Foods, you put your palm on the scanner, and it's tied to a credit card, and you check out, and that's it. So the problem, though, a lot of security experts are saying that it's stored in the cloud, and that's not great, so they're going to have to change that before they roll out into something larger.
And when you're all done, put your finger on your nose, and you go right up the chimney. This is Apple's time now. Number two story is an Apple thing, right?
Yeah, Apple has been targeted in a $50 million ransomware attack following the theft of a slew of engineering and manufacturing schematics of both current and future products. And Apple, as we know, keeps everything so, so secretive until they do those, you know, the big reveals. And so to have their future products hacked into, and it's really, it's been a big deal for Apple. They're not paying the ransom so far. This company, it's a company called Quanta. They're based in Taiwan. They manufacture MacBooks for Apple. They were the ones who were targeted by Russian hackers. And so now the hackers are, Quanta won't pay it, and the hackers are now trying to go directly to Apple to get the $50 million. But we'll see where that happens, where that goes, but I don't know if Apple's going to give in.
Apple and their big announcement number one this week.
This was the story they were hoping would be the biggest story of the week. It's their big spring-loaded event where they revealed all kinds of new products. And the big buzz that came out of it is the new podcast subscription service. And they're going to redo the podcast app, and they're going to give you benefits like ad-free listening if you want to sign up for the subscription service, meaning you won't have to listen to any ads of the podcast that that you like to listen to. This is launching in 170 regions and countries next month.
All right, there it is. A list of the top five items this week from the world of technology for your listening and dancing pleasure. Notice that Shock G wasn't in any of those stories, unfortunately, but that story for another time.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.